My football coach in high school gave me an insight that is still poignant even today. I think about it all the time. I thought about it a lot today. As a salesperson, you know, a lot of your success depends on managing your energy level throughout the day, week, month, year, over the course of time. You got to be really careful with your energy. And what you really need to do is on the days when you're not feeling it, you do need to force yourself onto the phone and into some of the things that you know you need to do to keep things moving forward. But then you also need to take a few steps back, break away from it, get some perspective. And that is what I did today, and it had an amazing result. I'm back here at the podcast desk at 6:30 in the evening now with inspiration, with energy, with vitality, with verve, ready to go for tomorrow for a successful day. I got some things done today, but tomorrow and the rest of the week now are going to be amazing. I ran into a podcast today, wanted to share a few thoughts from that podcast with you because some of you are going to hear this right now today and you're going to think, oh my God, he's talking directly to me. It's going to be just what you need right now, along with another podcast I did recently, which I'll link to in this one on johnashworth.com. It's important as a salesperson, this is so vital and so important, that you show up as your true self every day. With your prospects, with your customers, with your colleagues, with everyone. And sometimes, especially when you find yourself getting into a funk, especially when things get tough, when things aren't going the way you want them to, or the way you need them to, or the way you think they should be, it's easy to get into that funk and forget that the most important thing you can do is show up as your true self, be a good listener, work on understanding where the customer is coming from and what their needs and desires truly are. Working to establish a connection with these individuals. To really approach your work with as much curiosity as you can possibly find. And if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, geez, don't we just need to sell things, John? It's like, yeah, you absolutely do. But this is the way you get there. And if you are not approaching your work this way as a salesperson and you're not having the results that you want, and even if you are, I encourage you to consider what I'm saying because the benefits to you are exponential. It will dramatically and completely change the way you go about your work forever and totally. I have found myself recently in an environment where we are caught up in the numbers, caught up in the sales, caught up in driving things forward. And where the company is growing fast and we're innovating like crazy and things are going in a lot of different directions, feeling too much of the time like I'm doing the opposite. I'm pressing to get a prospect interested in what we have to offer because I'm still very passionate about what we sell. But when you get into that mode, you don't come across in an authentic fashion. And if you can just imagine you receiving a phone call like that, what would your reaction be? It wouldn't be great. Listening and understanding, connection, curiosity. And acumen is another one. So really, you've got to be smart enough to really make those first four things happen and then really be able to truly understand where the customer and the prospect is coming from so that you can help them solve their problems. And that is what sales is. It's human. It's just like anything else. It's really just like all the work I did for the first half of my career as a personal trainer, fitness coach, and clinical exercise physiologist, coaching and trying to persuade and influence thousands of people over the course of 20 years to eat better, to exercise more, to do more mindfulness practice, to do the things that make you a better human being. It's all the same stuff. It's that same level of coaching. It's that same level of human connection. And I just want to read a few of my other notes from this podcast today because it's just really good. And it all comes from this idea of showing up as your true self. What do you need to do right now to start tomorrow showing up as your true self everywhere you go? Be authentic. That is what is going to get people really attracted to you magnetically and want to talk to you and want to learn more about you and learn more then about how you can help them solve their problems. Your customers, your prospects, they don't want you to play a role. They want you to be you. And if you're doing that and you're doing it in the right ways and they don't like you and they don't want to listen to you, move on to the next one. You're not talking to the right person. It's not just sales. It's life. So stay away from the fear-based mentality, the feeling like you got to be dialed into every metric at every minute of the day. You need to track your numbers. You need to measure. That provides a level of accountability that is unmatched. You've got to do that to be successful, but you also have to do that in a balanced way so that it doesn't influence you in the wrong direction like it can do, like I said, like it's been doing to me lately. You have to let people do what they're good at. So if you're a sales manager, if you're a CEO, if you're, you know, in charge of a sales team, you've got to keep track of all that stuff, but then you also have to let people, you got to get out of their way and let them figure it out. And when they're not figuring it out, that's when you step in as the coach and as the supporter in the supportive role and help them figure out a new way, a better way, with some advice and expertise from you. But in general, let your people go to work and let them figure it out, because they absolutely will do that. You cannot treat everybody the same. And this is like, so you can't treat everybody the same as a manager. And as a salesperson, you can't treat yourself and your process the same way every day, day in, day out. You've got to change things up, as I described at the beginning of this podcast. Sometimes you got to shake it up. You got to get the perspective. Otherwise, you go days and then weeks and then months, and you're in a slump and you can't get out of it and you can't figure it out why. Top salespeople do things differently. They break all the rules and they are self-motivated. So if you're like me, that's how you operate. You want to make sure you find a company that is supportive to that. I certainly have that now, and it's a beautiful thing. That autonomy creates results. Now, sometimes it's tough because sometimes it can feel a little bit lonely. Sometimes managers and leaders get anxious about what's going on down there. We're not producing those results exactly the way we want them. But what you got to remember is that your top people, your great people, they're self-motivated. They're out here. They're working. They're trying to figure things out. In the context of all the variables and all the challenges and all the obstacles that are in front of them, the good ones, the great ones, they're always working on it, always trying to figure it out, and they always will figure it out. And I would also then turn that back onto you, the salesperson. Remember, and this is something I have to remind myself on a regular basis. I'm doing it right now. I'm reminding myself. Remember, John, you are not the bad day that you just had. You are not the struggles that you just went through. Stop relating to that. It's not who you are. It's just an experience you had, and you need to get back to square one and keep moving. One bad day, one bad sales call, one lost deal, you know, or even a few here and there. Bad things happen. It's part of the process. Just remember and have a short memory, erase it, and move on. Keep breaking the rules. Keep following your instincts, because that was the thing I was really trying to finish that thought. You will figure it out. I always figure it out. But it's so easy to get caught up in the short run of, oh my God, am I going to figure it out? Is this all going to work out for me? In fact, here's a quick story to finish this podcast. My son, Carl, he's in the UW Business School. Big accounting exam here this evening. He's been worked up about it. He's really worked hard. It's one of the hardest classes probably in the business school. And so he's got the final exam. He's in it right now. He's probably just finishing it up. Right now, he called me earlier this afternoon. He's like, Dad, I'm a little nervous. Should I keep studying? Or should I? It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, no, at this point, dude, you need to just drop it. Go for a run. Go get some exercise. Find some clarity. Get a nice meal. Get prepped. Get your energy right so you can go in and perform. You've got it. You've put the work in. You've put the time in. You've put the effort in. At this point now, you got to go put it all out there and see what happens. Not every team wins in the playoffs. They all go out there and they all put it all out there and let the results be what they shall be. And in general, if you're doing the things I'm talking about here today, you will find more success more of the time than not. Stay with it. Keep being you. And I appreciate you being here. Be sure to subscribe here on theashflash.com, johnashworth.com, and join Ashworth Academy. Some of this stuff that I'm creating right here at the podcast desk, right here at the Ashworth Academy desk, is for subscribers only. And you'll get immediate access to it as soon as you opt in. Ashworth Academy button is up above at the top of this website at johnashworth.com. I'd love to see you there. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of the day, rest of the week, rest of the month. Keep on trucking, baby. Take care.